Good morning, student. Welcome to all of you in the first session of the chapter 1, the Central Islamic Land. Objective of lesson: familiarize the learner with the rise of Islamic empire in the Afro-Asian territories and its implication for economy and society. Understand what the crusade means in this region and how they were experienced. Introduction. Muslim people living in all parts of the world. They are the citizens of different nations, speak different languages and dress differently. The Islamic community has its own roots in the more unified past, which roughly 1400 years ago in Arabia Peninsula. Our understanding of the history of the Central Islamic Land between 600 and 1200 is based on the chronicles. The term Islamic is used here not only in its purely religious sense but also for the overall society and the culture historically associated with Islam. We'll be studying in this chapter Rise of Islam in Arabia, Faith, Community and Politics, the Caliphate, Expansion, Civil War and Sect Formation, the Umayyad Dynasty and Centralization of Polity, Abbasi Revolution, Breakup of Caliphate and Rise of Sultanate, the Crusade, Economy, Agriculture, Urbanization and Commerce, Learning and Culture. For the better understanding of the chapter, we have divided the whole chapter into two sessions. Later discuss about the first session, the Rise of Islam in Arabia. Faith. Polytheistic Arab. The Arab is divided into Kabilas, each led by the chief who was chosen partly on the basis of his family connection. Tribes are societies organized on the basis of blood relation. Each tribe had its own god and goddess who was worshipped as an ideal, back means sanam, in shrine. Shrine means here masjid. Many Arab tribes were nomadic, moving from one place to another place in search of food. The Arab tribes were made up of the clan or combination of large families. Prophet Muhammad. He was born in Makkah in 570. Muhammad was an Arab by language and culture and made a merchant by profession. During 612 to 32, the Prophet Muhammad preached the worship of a single God, Allah. He also preached to take membership of a single community, believers, that is Ummah. This was the origin of Islam. Around 612, Muhammad declared himself to the messenger of God, who had been commanded to preach that Allah alone should be worshipped. The worship involved the simple rituals such as daily prayers and moral principle. The Arabian culture of 6th century was mainly confined to the Arabian Peninsula, southern Syria and areas of Mesopotamia. The Muhammad's own tribes, Quraysh, lived in Makkah and controlled the main shrine. There, a cube-like structure called Kaaba, in which ideals